Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barbara will be here soon, but until then, we have Dale Shear here, Psychic Friday. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am, Johnny.
Hey, how are you? Now,
How am I?
You do. Give me 1 second here.
What?
No, I was just saying.
What are you doing?
I was just going to text Barbara and say it's okay to call. I was just going to say that we're on the air. So.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah. How was your week then?
My week? You mean the week? It was okay.
Yeah.
I was exercising a lot. And I texted Richard 3 times, never got an answer. So
I know what you're saying. He seems hard to get hold of.
Why, did you call?
Yeah, didn't get an answer just like you did. I mean, it's...
Well, I don't know what's going on with him. So, you know, I don't know if he's sleeping or he doesn't feel good or what. I don't know. But
yeah.
you actually called?
Well, I called. I didn't get him. I didn't get a hold of him. I mean, all I got was his answering machine. Yeah.
I know. That's why I don't call for that reason. Because he doesn't answer, or he's sleeping, or whatever.
Hello,
but he's
Barbara.
95, so.
Hey, you guys, I'm very sorry about that. I was preparing for this show. I had to move my car. I came back. I thought I had a few minutes, and I didn't. So, hey, sorry I missed the very beginning of the show. How are you guys?
This is the Ghost Barbara. How are you?
Great.
We're fine. Okay. Barbie, I had something to ask you. I was watching YouTube last night, and this girl, Karen McDougal, was on.
Yes.
And she was a Playgirl Playmate. Have you heard of her?
Playmate? Yes, I do know Karen.
Well, she went on for about an hour that she had an affair with Donald Trump, and she was telling everything about it, and I can't think of the guy's name, but you know who she was talking to.
The guy with the white hair with the blue eyes.
Yes.
Does Johnny know
I
who
was
we're
watching
about?
I don't know, but what to say?
I don't know.
It's on the tip of my tongue. He's a main interviewer guy.
Yeah, I can't think of.
I have no idea.
Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper.
Right. That's right.
Yes, and I was just shocked. Well, she wasn't putting down Trump at all. She was still in love with him. And she was suing ABC or one of those stations because they promised her the world, and they came through with nothing. And Anderson said, well, did you feel bad? You know, because apparently a lot of that happened up in Tahoe, you know? And, you know, so,
well, I know the story well since she did name me in her
tell
lawsuit,
me.
Which caused. Well, she named me in her lawsuit, so I had. She named me in her lawsuit. My name was in her lawsuit, so therefore I had so many people showing up at my front doorstep, and I'm not kidding, trying to get a comment from me.
Wow. Wow, when was this?
So many years ago. This is. I'm not trying to be smart or rude or anything, but this is really old news with the Karen McDougal.
Wow. I thought it was like yesterday because, you know, the stuff they put on YouTube and all that stuff.
Have you ever seen Barbara Moore's interview? I saw it. She gave Barbara Moore gave an interview, and after all this happened, and apparently, I think Barbara's take on it was that she wasn't really blasting Trump. She was just saying that she didn't know what was, you know, she was sort of clueless to.
You're talking in third person with you.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to describe the way the interview went in my
I'm confused with what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that I think that she was, that she seemed like. That Barbara seemed kind of overwhelmed with the idea of being interviewed a little bit. Am I right about that? Or?
No, I just don't like people showing up at my front door, my private residence. And
yeah,
I didn't
that's
know how
kind of what
they
I
were getting
of.
My address. But this was 5 years ago that she did this interview. I remember because I was living in Arizona. Around approximately
wow.
5 years ago. So that all happened to me. Then I moved to Arizona right away. And then I saw her coming out with her interview, and I got an entertainment lawyer and told him my story. And he went and got me an interview, and I made money. But the difference between her interview and my interview was that she recently had the affair with the guy, which really caused an uproar with people. But mine was literally 30 years ago. So I dated him for about 9 months, but he was not married. So nobody was down on me about it. And my news, I felt like it was not even news, but the UK thought it was news.
Mm-hmm.
So my lawyer did get me a good hefty sum for an interview. I told my honest story and then moved on with my life, but nobody's even asking me, why did she name you, Barbara Moore, in her lawsuit to cause all this happening, which I'm glad she did. So I was able to, like, think, maybe I should get on this bandwagon. Well, actually, a girlfriend of mine told me, Barbara, everybody else is making money. Why aren't you? Because you told me you dated him, too, a long time ago. So I did. I contacted my lawyer and then got paid. A good paycheck.
Oh, good. I was curious because I just saw it on YouTube, and I thought it was like yesterday. I mean, you know, they don't give you dates or anything like that.
I noticed that on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you think of her?
I thought she did a fine job interviewing, but see, I know the whole backstory, which is very private, and I'm not going to, you know, say what I know about it. I don't want to demean her character or anything, but, hey, she did have an affair with a married man, and I don't think that is very good to do.
That's true. I thought she was very nice, and I felt, watching it, I felt like she was still in love with him. But then again, you're saying that's so many years old. So it's hard to say.
Five or six years old.
You know what's an interesting fact about Karen McDougal that's interesting is that I can think of two Playboy playmates that were kindergarten teachers, Echo Johnson and Karen McDougal.
Hey, what?
What?
They were
Honey,
both kindergarten teachers.
What?
Didn't they both teach kindergarten? Yeah. That's just the fact.
I don't know what he is saying. Something about
I don't either.
Okay,
I don't get it.
Move on.
I don't get it either. Because you're breaking up, Johnny, and we're hearing like every other word of what you're saying.
Okay.
But anyway,
his kindergarten teachers. I have no idea what he's saying. Somebody looks like a kindergarten teacher?
No. Just forget it.
God.
Yeah, you're not making a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, all I said was I thought
anyway.
That I was... Okay, sorry. Go on.
What? Johnny, what are... Okay. I just found it very interesting. And being that I knew Johnny Carson for 30 years, or more. And I had similar situation, not at my door, but when he died, which was a few years back, and I was in contact with him, his nephew at the time, because he was pretty sick. He died from emphysema, and he couldn't talk or anything. He spent a lot of time on his boat. But, you know, Stephanie Hercos had called the Inquirer, and I guess told him the story that I knew him for umpteen years. And they offered me quite a bit of money to talk and say what I knew. And I said, I won't do that. And they said, why? And I said, because I just don't believe in it. You know, he's close. He was a friend. I adored him. I loved him with all my heart and soul. And I refused to say anything. And in those days, there was such a big, big difference because age-wise, we were 25 years difference at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you didn't do those things, you know?
You didn't do those things. But that's so interesting that you mentioned the Inquirer, because that's the whole thing. Karen McDougall was all set to divulge all this information in the Inquirer, and they caught wind of this, and they paid the Inquirer to squash the story because Donald Trump owned it or owned part of the Inquirer magazine.
No,
he had
he didn't
there.
Own it.
So that really made her mad, and therefore she came out with this.
No, she had power. He had a friend who owned it, and he asked his friend to basically, you know, just give her what she needs, and they, you know, more or less was going to have her do all these things, you know, write this and write that and write this, which they never came through with. So she was on her way to sue them. I wonder what happened. I wonder if that ever went through, if this is such an old story.
I just don't even remember the details. Isn't that weird? I used to know all the details, but I do know how she mentioned my name in the lawsuit was by just basically screenshotting a text or, I mean, a tweet that another act made regarding me with Trump, with her, and used my name that way to where she felt it was not so good for her with the publicity. So they gave examples of, see, the publicity she's getting, and then they did a screenshot of my name in some text an actor did, okay? So that's how my name all came about in it. And now you've got me all trying to remember all the details about this case, and I don't know why. I just can't remember all the little details. But
It's all right.
She got a lot of money. They didn't take the money away. She did get the money, and then somehow, maybe Johnny knows the details, somehow she still spilled all the beans.
I don't know the details.
With this Anderson Cooper. Okay. Well, isn't that crazy, you guys? But it's nice to be able to make, you know, it was found money for me, basically. It was Shauna Sand. She's like, Barbara, you should make money off of Trump like everybody else. Here's my entertainment lawyer's number. I called him up, and it was like he found money. Nobody was interested in a story about a playmate dating for less than a year a real estate mogul famous. They just didn't see that as interesting, but the United Kingdom found it interesting. So it's all over the news.
What kind of upset me the most was the fact that he did this while his wife was bearing his child, and he was screwing around then with her. You know,
and did you know he was doing the same with me? Because I was 25 and he was dating me, I didn't know. It kind of dwindled off. The relationship dwindled off, and I didn't really know why. I didn't really care. I was very busy, brand new playmate, traveling the world. I wasn't reading all the tabloid magazines. Well, he had gotten Marla Maples pregnant while he was dating other people, including me, or maybe just me. I don't know. But I found that out during the interview, you guys. Like 25 years later, that this was 5 years ago, so 25 years later, after all of that, I found out, oh my gosh, really? That's the timeline? He got Marla Maples pregnant while he was dating me, so then he had to marry her because they're old-fashioned, the family's old-fashioned, and
yep.
His dad said, you have to marry her, and then so we were over, but I was just such a young, brand-new model from a smaller city thrust into this. I mean, I wasn't even a playmate for a full year when I started dating Donald Trump, who every woman, every playmate, every girl wanted at that time.
Johnny, just wait.
Written that book, The Art of the Deal. And he was very famous, and he was an eligible bachelor. So I remember the buzz about Donald Trump, such a big buzz about him. They all wanted him, so I kept my mouth shut and just dated him. I've been to Mar-a-Lago and the Trump Towers.
Wow. So was she. Johnny, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, more than me. She was really in a love relationship with him.
I know that, Johnny. Johnny, I'm aware of it. I'm trying to listen to Barbara and what she's saying. God, it's important to me what she's saying. Okay, because... Yeah. All this went on in Tahoe, and we had on the tee of the golf course, we had, we would give cigars out, you know, to all the famous movie stars. And that's why we were able to give you, some stuff, Barbara, but, we would give it out to all the movie stars and Michael Jordan and, you know, everybody. And Trump came up and he wanted a cigar. And he said to my husband, give me the most expensive cigar you have. So my husband gave it to him and they had a talk. And at that point, he saw him again the next day. And he said, well, would you autograph this, the Art of the Deal for my wife? And he said, yes, you know, so. And this was not too long ago. This was maybe a few years back. And because he played at Lake Tahoe, he played at the golf course all the time.
Didn't Bruce Willis spend time there, or his family lived in Tahoe? Because she's connected to him, too. Bruce Willis.
Who? Because
no. She was really, Karen was really, here's the stuff people don't really know. She was really in love with Bruce Willis, seeing him, too, a married man as well.
Really?
And she was so in love with Bruce Willis, she would tell her best friends that while she was seeing Donald Trump. That didn't come out in the first interview. I think it may have turned out later in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, two married men at the same time. I'm not close with Karen McDougal, but I find out a lot of these things from a former best friend of hers. So that is really not good. Two married men at the same time.
No, and it's not good. It's not good for the playmates to, put a lot of them down. And, you know, they don't all do this, right? I mean, this is
No. It goes by an individual person basis.
Yes,
it's nothing to do with a Playboy playmate name.
I was getting upset about Tahoe getting all this publicity.
You're so funny.
I'm going, oh, my God. Already it has. Yeah, all the celebrities play the golf every July. They have it. And we had our cigars at one of the holes. So we would, Curry. He would come up and he wanted to know how to smoke a cigar. And so my husband was showing him, and his father said, oh, no, don't do that. That's so good for him. So, anyway,
Which guy
we, I have
about?
Some
Curry.
Curry, Curry, the basketball player?
Oh.
Real famous basketball player.
I don't know basketball players that much.
Well, I can't remember his first name.
There must be some new stuff on YouTube about this. I'm going to check.
I think
she came out with some more intimate details, it's saying here, about Bruce Willis.
Well, you should watch it. It was over an hour. Nothing about Bruce Willis at all. We had a lot of movie stars that live up here in general. I mean, you know, that have a house up here. It's just that's the way it is. But up in Tahoe. But that's very normal. But when you have the golf tournament, they come from all over the place, you know. Tiger Woods, everybody to play the course. And so it's very unusual. But anyway, I think that then, Barbara, I wanted to talk to you after the show when we're through for just a few minutes, if that's okay. All right?
All right.
Okay. I will have to jump in the shower right away because I have a dinner. But then while I get ready, let's talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you mean before, right?
Well, no.
Yeah.
That'll
okay.
Hold me back from the shower. I think I need to take the shower and then talk while I do the makeup.
Okay.
Okay. Just call me when you're able to talk. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Johnny, go ahead. You said you had someone.
The first one is Marie. You are live on the air with Psychic Ghost here.
Hi there.
Hi, Marie.
How was everyone? Hi. How are you?
Fine. Have you been listening to the show?
I have. Actually, I was going to say, is this some politic or a National Enquirer hour? is Barbara still there?
Barbara's still here.
Oh. I just want to say this before I ask what I called about. I have to say, I'm not jealous that you know Donald Trump, but it has always, I have a bucket list, and one of the biggest things on my bucket list, I've always wanted to just meet him, sit, and have like an hour conversation with him. I would ask him about, I think he's done a lot of good. I think he's done not so good, but we all are sinners, so we shouldn't cast stones. But I just think he would be an amazing person to sit down with and just kind of pick his brain and listen and just I'm fascinated. I just always have been.
Yeah.
And even well before he ever ran for president, one day I said, you know who should run for president? Donald Trump. He is a businessman and the world
really?
is a business. Technically, if you look at it, it's a business. And he would do a great job. And when he got in, I thought he did a magnificent job. And I think he got, I believe he won 2020. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But if you can, I don't know what your feeling is on him now, but I would love to meet him more than that is one of my top bucket lists.
My husband met him several times on the golf course. But as far as what I have to think right now, I just don't have a comment. Okay, what is your question, dear?
Okay, my question, well, I kind of wanted to know about love and work. Is just what you see going around them, because I'm just kind of at a low. I mean, nothing's terrible, but I just, I'm looking for something. Just to get an idea of what.
What is a question? I need a specific question.
What do you see coming up for me around work, and what do you see coming up around love?
Okay, I can't do a whole reading. Oh, that's,
I wasn't looking
this show
for a whole
only
reading.
For, okay. What type of work do you do?
I work with the public.
Okay. You can't say what it is? Or?
Oh, I didn't really want to. I'm in customer service, I guess you could say.
Okay. I feel you have a great personality. You're highly intelligent. I don't know where you work, so I can't, the type of job you do, so I can't really comment on that. But I don't know, but I do see money around you. I do see pay raises around you. That type of thing. As far as a relationship, you're real picky. on a relationship, on who you want to be with, and you will check them out left and right. I don't see anything happening right now, but in the next few months, I definitely do see someone coming in with kind of reddish brown hair, blue eyes, and
you're kidding. Reddish
why?
Hair? Well, that's my ex, and people keep telling me he might be coming back.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I can't talk as you keep interrupting me.
Go ahead. I'm
all
just
right?
listening. I'm laughing to myself. I'm sorry. Not at you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My Hanai son in Hawaii, which I'll tell Barbara about that later on. My Hanai son in Hawaii, he's gay. And on my 50th birthday, I introduced him to his boyfriend. They've been together forever. But the weirdest thing was I used to, he would fight with John. His name was John all the time. And he'd go, you're a lousy psychic. I'm not going to end up with John. And guess what? He ended up with John. So that's the best I can tell you. But anyway, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Barbara, please help me get in touch with Donald Trump. No, thank you, lady.
I think he has enough problems right now.
I know. You know, I will find my way someday to fulfill that bucket list. Top thing. Anyways, you all have a happy Easter if you celebrate.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Barbara,
yes.
I have never, I opened up a can of worms. I have never met anyone who wants to be with this guy, make love with this guy, have a relationship with this guy as of late. It's crazy. I mean, it's insane.
They're
okay,
into him. There's a lot that are. He was nice to me, I must say. Very nice to me.
Nice. Johnny, if I were ready, I would tell you. Okay?
Oh, God.
Johnny, you got to quit doing that, okay? Anyway, now I forgot what I wanted to say with Barbara. Yeah, no, he treats all the women very respectful and very nice. He really does. So that's just who he is, you know? But that's just the way it is. But anyway. All right, Johnny, go ahead.
Danielle, you are live on the air with Psychic Delphier.
Hi, how are you? I'm really grateful to be
here. Fine. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have been for since about 8:15, for about 15 minutes.
Okay. And what do you think of all that we're talking about?
I definitely agree. I mean, Donald Trump, he did do a lot of good things for our country, and you know, he made some mistakes, but you know, there's always a lot of different things that happen in politics and stuff like that, and you know, we're all sinners, as we say, you know. So people do bad things.
I agree with that.
But you know, it's life. Let's learn from our lessons.
I'll tell you one thing. When I die, and I'm sure we're all going to feel this way, you have a life review. I don't want to go through my life review. For all the things I've done when I was younger, you know, really young, I just don't want to go through it. But I hear that you're supposed to, or you're going to, or that's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to go through it. So I think we're on this earth because we've all done something weird or you know, crazy. But anyway, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Okay, so I have a question. I'm in a new relationship, only about 3 months, and it's got a lot of positive as far as we have a lot of things in common and everything. But just recently, there was a couple of red flags that concerned me, and I was just curious if you saw any insight on if this relationship is going to be at a dead end or if it would progress
into
something.
first of all, what's the first name of the gentleman, please?
Frank.
Okay. Do you have a picture of him?
Yes.
Is there any way you can send me his picture to my phone now, which is 808-372-1816?
1816. Yes, let me just get it right now for you.
I'll talk to Barbara while you're getting that.
Okay.
Because I need to see what he looks like.
Okay.
Would be important to me. Hey, Barbara.
You're great. I'm glad she's sending it to you.
Yeah, so, you know, I like to do my work that I can actually look at the pictures of the people to see, you know, what I see.
Yes.
That's important to me.
Help greatly.
Yeah, it does. What's very strange is, I don't know, has she sent it yet?
I just sent it.
Okay. So let me see if I got it on my phone yet. I'll just look. No. Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, he's good looking, girl.
I know.
And you've been dating him for how long?
We were in a relationship for about like 3 months.
This is just a stopping point. In other words, it'll pick up again. Did you have, you had a fight or what?
Yeah, the last visit, I had like a little bit of a PTSD episode from a past trauma that I had of having a stalker. And there was a guy that was like walking up the street that kind of made me like remind me of the stalker that I used to have. So my body went into a little bit of a PTSD. And then I rang the doorbell and he came down quick, but he didn't know any of this past history about me. And I kind of was like a little angry and he was helping me. He was going to help me with some computer work. And I kind of like slammed my computer on the table and I was like a little bit like emotional and anger, and the way he reacted was very cold and unempathetic, so which concerned me, which was like a red flag to me.
Did you apologize or tell him what happened?
Yes. And we did talk it out, and we did, I ended up staying over, and we rectified it. And, I mean, we're on good terms now, but that just concerned me. And, like, I was trying to tell him certain things, and he only wanted to hear it his way and not my way. Like he wouldn't listen to somebody else's perspective, shall we say.
It'll blow over. How long has it been?
Oh, this just happened literally Wednesday.
It'll blow over. Just text him and say, you know, let's forget the whole thing and let's start over and do something like that. You know, that's the best way I feel you can handle it. I feel you're meant to be with the guy. I have his picture. He really does care about you and he does love you. And he's really sweet. He's really good. So,
he's a good boy.
Yeah. So, do whatever you can.
Okay.
You know, do whatever you can. But I feel he really does care about you. What does he do?
He's a computer programmer. He's a computer engineer, and he's also a big real estate investor and developer and all that kind of stuff. He's really, really smart, which I love really, really smart men.
Don't lose this guy, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Don't lose him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all good. Okay, so you will be back together again, and it will be fine. And thank you for calling. I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Johnny,
you know why?
Did you have...
Yes, we do.
It's good for her to...
We do. We have another one.
Can't I talk? Maybe you guys don't hear me. I'm actually speaking.
Sorry,
I hear you.
Please.
Go on.
Okay. I just think that when Dale gives advice, because she gives it to me all the time. It's so helpful, even though it may seem just like a tiny little bit of info. But for that girl now to say, wow, you know what? Okay, let's start over, and it's going to be okay because he's sweet. But because she was wondering, wow, that was a weird reaction. I got upset. Am I not able to get upset in this relationship? I think people should feel free to be able to express themselves, but just, you know, tone it back a little bit. So that's good. That is so cool that she's with a good-looking guy who's sweet, and now she can proceed. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes, you're right, 100% right. And the guy's really nice. So, I mean, I wouldn't let that guy go for anything, and just let it be at that, you know? And Barbara, I am just dying to know where you're going for dinner and what you're doing. So when you get into your shower and do whatever, call me back right away because it's important.
I will. When I'm doing my makeup, I'm going to call you.
Okay. That's cool.
It's nothing that exciting. It's just like an acquaintance friend, I'm thinking. They probably are hoping for more, but I'm not.
Well, you don't know. Anyway, okay, Johnny said he had another one, so
yes,
go ahead.
We do. Susan, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale's here.
Hi,
Susan.
How are you? Thank you for...
I'm just...
Hi, thank you for letting me be a guest on your show. I have a couple quick questions.
Johnny, what are you talking for now?
Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was doing this. Give me 1 second. I clicked the wrong button. Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
No worries,
okay,
Johnny.
Okay.
We're good. We love
right.
Johnny. Anyways, do you see me traveling this year in the States or abroad? That's my first question. And the other quick question, when do you see my YouTube channel really explode and take off? I mean, not specifically
Hold on.
But, you know, like
hold
a season.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm
here.
The YouTube channel would take time. I would say you need to call me. Please listen. You need to call me at 808-372-1816 for a reading on that, because that would take a much longer time. Okay?
Okay,
and
gotcha.
What was the first question?
Okay,
what was
enough.
The first question again?
Oh, do you see me traveling this year in the United States or abroad?
Yes. I do see you going to Europe. I do see you going to Germany. I do see, now I don't know if it's next year, but I do see you going to Germany. I see you going to London. I see you going to France. It seems like you're also going to be televising something at that time, or it's going to be very special. It's going to be very good, and I definitely see it.
Damn, when you were saying that, I can feel the energy go through me. It's awesome.
I'm sorry. Say what?
I said, when you said that, I could feel energy in my psychic being. I could feel the energy go through me when you said that.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
That's
you are
awesome.
Going to be traveling.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very positive.
Awesome,
I forgot to ask, where are you from, by the way?
I'm in Ohio, in the States.
Okay.
And
have you been to Europe?
Right.
Before?
Another reason. Yeah. No, I never have. And what I was going to say is my friend that I'm doing a YouTube channel with, she lives in England. So that's why I asked, well, do you see me traveling? So, yeah.
I got it.
That's awesome.
Well, you're definitely going to England. I have been there several times, and I like it. So good luck to you. Have some fun. Have a good time.
I will. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Barbara,
bye-bye.
Would you give out my website or something, please?
Yes, I will. Of course. Okay, everybody, you obviously need longer readings. You have a lot of questions, and you're not going to get
right.
a very I mean, you're going to get a good reading, but it's just a few minutes. So please get your pencil ready and jot this number down. It is Psychic Gail Shear's direct line, and she's available all throughout the week to help you. It is 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816. And for more information, visit her website, DaleShear.com.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm surprised at the amount of people that are calling on Good Friday. That is blowing my mind.
Yeah, we have two more.
I had a good feeling about it, Dale.
Pardon me?
I had a good feeling about it. I just felt like people would still be listening on Good Friday. Maybe not Easter, but Good Friday. I felt good about it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what are you doing for Easter, Barb?
I don't have any plans, and I should make some plans. Just, you know, nice brunch with my daughter. Or if she's busy with friends, I will get her an Easter basket. I thought of that today, how fun it would be to go collect all the things, because we used to get great Easter baskets at the Playboy Mansion. Hef would hand out, you'd always be able to take one or two, like, extras. Big, beautiful Easter baskets home. And my daughter and I used to go to the Playboy Mansion every year for the big Easter egg hunt. And, of course, Easter reminds all the Playboy playmates who knew Hef how sad it is without him.
Yeah, I bet. He seemed to be very, very, very nice. Did you know, though, the cost, the chocolate cost and cocoa cost of the baskets are ridiculous? They've gone up 3 times, so I'm going to warn you ahead of time.
Like, where would you get your basket? I thought you just go to a store and get a bunch of stuff and put it, make your own basket.
Well, you can, but the price of the chocolate's going to be through the roof. They've been saying that on TV all week.
Oh, I didn't
hear
that.
For some reason, there's a problem with the cocoa. Something happened, and I don't know, they do this every time. Between gas prices and now it's chocolate, they're saying people can barely afford to make a basket. So I'm letting you aware of it. I'm making you aware of it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I don't want you going
special.
Out there thinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you thinking I'm going to go out there and get something big because little is okay. Okay, so we have another one.
Yeah, we have two more. Okay, Sandy, you're live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Delphi. Hi there. Thank you for taking my question. Excuse my throat.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Okay. What part?
The Temecula area.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know where that
you're
is?
Due for, no, I don't. And I lived in L.A. for about 7 or 8 years. But I lived in Studio City and San Fernando Valley and all that stuff. So, you know, no, I don't. But all I can tell you.
County.
I still don't. Is that near Orange County?
You know, we're like right outside of San Diego. I'm originally from San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're very.
I'm not
very
familiar. Not familiar with San Diego whatsoever. Anyway, what is your question, sweetheart?
Oh, my question is, do you see Tom and I getting back together, or will there be somebody new for me? And
do
if you
have
can
a
tell me anything.
Do you have a picture of Tom I can look at?
I sure do. I hope I don't hang us up.
Okay.
I'll send it to the... Oh.
808-372-1816.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking right now. Can I ask the... I just have a quick other question. If you can tell me anything about my finances, if they're going to get any better whatsoever, because I'm in a pickle.
At the moment, you're going to have to crawl out of the hole slowly, slowly, slowly. And if it means getting an additional job, then you might have to do that. But it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight.
Do you see a roommate coming into my future?
I can't answer all these questions. If you want a reading, you would call. Did you send the picture?
I'm sending it right now, and it's a picture of he and I. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Together? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Okay.
And what I do is I look at the picture. Now, you want to, what was the question that you have?
I was wondering if we were going to get back together, or do you see us not getting back together?
Okay. Well, I haven't received. Did you send it to 808-372-1816?
I'm doing it right now. I'm sending it.
Okay. I need to have you tell me when you sent it.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry. I'm older, and I get stressed out with doing this stuff.
Hey,
hold on.
I'm younger, and I get stressed out with these phones. So
I know how she feels, though. It's like this pressure, and it makes you like, how do I do this again?
Well, that's okay. Barbara, I got to tell, while you're doing it, Barbara, I got to tell you this. I bought the MLB package, Major League Baseball, and I was real excited to watch the opening game yesterday and everything, Dodgers. But all of a sudden, I spent all this money, and they put today's game on Apple TV. And when I get off the phone, I'm going to be calling Spectre and find out, hey, why am I paying all this money if they're going to be putting the shows on Apple TV? I was kind of freaked out about that.
I'll tell you, they aren't going to put all of them on Apple TV. I've dealt with this with the NFL so much. Once in
what
a while,
happened?
There'll
what
be one they put on Prime, and they'll put one on Apple, and they'll put one, you know, it's just random. So you probably did get the package that you're needing, because the majority of the games you'll be able to watch. Just
I understand that, but I really wanted to watch this Dodger game, and it's on Apple TV, and it says I could join Apple free for a week, and I was thinking about doing that and then canceling my service. But
no, but you know what?
I
did that before, Dale. Be careful of that, because they will make it for the next week. So you're thinking, oh, I'll do the free trial and see this one for free. No, they're going to make you wait, so it won't pertain to the game you want to watch, the upcoming one. So the upcoming one, with what you did pay for, you will probably be able to watch it an hour or 2 hours later. So you're not going to be able to watch it live. So you're going to have to turn off your phone and not watch the news to see who won. And the NFL, it's like you're on there and it says show scores or don't show scores. I would always put do not show me scores, so it wouldn't ruin it, because sometimes I'd have to watch it after the fact.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do, but it's, again, it's Friday, and it's, you know, right before Easter. So I think they're just going to happen on Apple, but whatever. Anyway, so I have the lady's picture of the gentleman. And what's his name?
His name is Tom.
Tom. Okay. And you wanted to know what, sweetie?
If we will reconcile, he's actually going to be moving to the East Coast to help his brother fix a home for about 6 to 7 months, but I don't know. Our relationship isn't what I would like it to be, and I don't know if we're going to reconcile or not. But that's my question for you.
Okay, well, you're 100% right. I see you being friends. I see him not wanting to be 100% with you. He is really concentrating on going back east and doing what he needs to do, and it's very important to him. So it's sad, but that's what it is. But you are going to meet someone else, and, you know, if you want to call me, you can call me you know, in the future at 808-372-1816, and we can go over it. But this is not the one. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
I've had that feeling. No, I've had that feeling. But you verified it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's okay. Kind of fun to look at the pictures, you know, Barbara.
Yeah, you should do this every time.
Yeah,
if
I get a chance.
In fact, maybe
Don
can screen them, and if it is a love question, he can say, hey, get a photo. You may be asked to send one directly to Dale during airtime.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Okay, Johnny, you said you what
one
now?
More. We have one more.
One more. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Tina, you're live on the air with Psychic Nails here.
Hi,
Tina. I'm sorry?
Hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And I have a question.
Where are you
calling?
Tina, where are you calling from?
U.S. Colorado, Denver.
Denver. Okay. Are you getting snow up there yet?
We still have snow. It's still cold.
Yeah, and we're in Tahoe. It's supposed to be snowing pretty good in the next few days. And in L.A., I might as well tell Barbara, at that, it's supposed to rain like crazy. So I don't know about the weather, people, but that's what I've heard. Anyway, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Where I'm at right now, I'm leaving. I'm no longer going to stay where I'm staying at, so I need to make sure I'm not by the dirt, and I have to do it in how I'm doing it. I want to know if I'm able to get out in these few days without any problems, because there's a man next door. Because if somebody doesn't like me, he's keeping an eye on me. He thinks I don't know, but he is. But
in your case, no. You need to call the police or somebody and let them know what's going on. I think you're talking to the wrong person, but he is spying on you and he is checking you out. So I would definitely report it to the police. And, you know, do the best you can do. That's all I can say on this, okay?
I'm going to do that, but I'm leaving officially. Am I going to be okay getting out?
Well, what are you trying to get out of, your apartment?
I'm just moving out. I'm moving out, and I'm going to be calling the PD. I'm moving out. I'm going somewhere else to live.
I understand that, but... is there anybody helping you move out?
Myself, I just need maybe like five more times with my vehicle and I'm completely out.
You'll be out. You'll be okay.
Out.
You'll be okay. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, wow. What's that?
Okay. Barbara, that was a little hard because of the dialect. But anyway, I wish you all a very happy Easter. Have a fun time. And if, Barbara, you want to go a little bit early to go take your shower and then call me, that would be good.
Yes, I will. I'm going to go get in there right now. I will call you. Happy Easter, everybody. Thanks for listening. And I'm so glad we did this Good Friday show and you helped so many people and everybody. Don't forget, if you didn't get a chance to talk to Dale today, you can schedule your private reading by calling her at 808-372-1816. And we put your link to your website, also Dale, on every end of our show description so people find it there. And follow us everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And get your alerts by following us on Blog Talk Radio, as you probably already are. So glad that we did it. Glad we did the show. And we're able to say Happy Easter to all of our listeners as well.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Johnny. Good night.
Thank you, Johnny.